This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. When President Bush paid a surprise visit to American troops in Baghdad today, he pulled off a feat that was stunning both in its execution and the degree of secrecy leading up to it. At sunset, Mr. Bush touched down at Baghdad's airport on Air Force One, its lights dimmed, its window shades drawn. Across the tarmac, in a heavily guarded hangar, about 600 soldiers were about to sit down to Thanksgiving dinner with Paul Bremer, the chief U.S. administrator in Iraq.
Now, it says here I'm supposed to read the president's Thanksgiving proclamation, but I thought the deal was it was the most senior person to read. Let's see if we got anybody more senior here. Is there anybody back there who's more senior than us?
The president stepped forward, unannounced, from behind a curtain and was met with a standing ovation from a startled audience. He spent about 2 hours on the ground thanking the soldiers for their courage and serving up their Thanksgiving meal. Details are emerging about how the trip was planned, and joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, we all thought he was in Crawford this morning. It seems like he really pulled a fast one on the press corps.
We sure did think he was in Crawford. In fact, if anybody was listening to Morning Edition today, they may have heard me on the air talking about the president preparing for Thanksgiving dinner and that they were going to have free-range turkey and pecan pie made from pecans harvested at the president's own ranch. So they really put out a story, and it wasn't until he landed, spent his time there, and took off again on his way back home that the story started to get out.
And not even members of his families didn't know about this, the Secret Service?
Two of the guests at his Thanksgiving dinner at the ranch, his Thanksgiving dinner that didn't happen, were his dad, the former president, and his mom. They didn't know. They showed up for dinner to find out the president wasn't there. Apparently, Laura Bush has known about it for a couple of weeks, but even some members of the Secret Service detail protecting him down at the ranch had no idea that the president had left the ranch. They were still at their post protecting a president who was by then on his way to Baghdad. Now, normally, the president has this huge, showy force of security around him. That's how they protect him. In this case, that would have been a tip-off. So it was all about his essentially being invisible, which is a very, very unusual thing for a president to do.
So how did he get out of Texas? How did he get out of Crawford and ultimately out of Texas?
Right. Let's start at the ranch. After reporters had been told that there was a lid on for the day, meaning there was going to be no other news, he got in an unmarked vehicle that still has not been described to us, and it simply drove off the property. And White House officials say if you had seen this car drive by, you'd have had no clue or no thought that the president might be in it. From there, he drove through traffic, even stopped at stop signs and things, which is unheard of for a president. Normally, the motorcade plows right through, and went to the airfield, the former air base in Waco, where Air Force One is parked. He took the back steps up onto the plane. I might add, these are the steps that we reporters use when we get on the plane.
So he was traveling coach.
Exactly. and then the plane took off, and the story that was prepared there for those who had to be involved in the preparation was that the plane was going back to Washington for maintenance. Once in Washington, they picked up a couple of reporters who had been sworn to secrecy and invited along, and they picked up some senior aides, the few who knew about this, and then the planes did a kind of a switch inside of a hangar, and it was off to Baghdad with the windows down and the lights off all the way, and they did indeed pull this off.
Well, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks very much.
Thank you.